Jose, though, you've got some eyewitness testimony. You've talked with a lot of people who have seen some things. I've seen many emails continue to cross my desk about people who see these, many of them with the naked eye. What have you heard?
Well, a lot of the eyewitness reports started coming in back, you know, as far back as 1995, 1996. And I've compiled a ton of emails and letters that I've received from people all over the world that have seen them with the naked eye. And I'm talking, they've seen them up close and personal. You know, I mean, between me and James Peters and Jeff Ferris, Kenneth Swartz, we've had our own eyewitness accounts. I mean, we've seen them. I see them all the time,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
But we've had our experiences, and, you know, when you see something like this, and it's there right in front of your face, man, I mean, what do? You know, a lot of people just, they just don't comprehend what they've just seen, you know, and a lot of the people that are, the eyewitnesses we're getting, some of them are trained military personnel, you know, these are people that are trained observers, you know, they know what an insect is, they know what a bird is, they know what a jet is, they know what a missile looks like. And they're saying this thing was not any of the above, man. It was something that was huge, and it was just trucking it, you know?
Where are they seeing these?
A lot of them, you know, we get a lot of reports from pilots. But then also we get a lot of reports from people that are just, you know, a lot of people that go out and they're just being people, you know, just walking around or something, and something just zips by in front of them. Or some people are looking for things in the sky, and they see these things, one or two zip by. I just recently got an email from a gentleman out of Virginia, Washington. I was Washington, D.C., and this guy said that for 17 years he's been going out in his backyard and he's just watching the skies with night vision glasses, okay? He's done this for 17 years,
just as a sport. He just likes it. It's a hobby, huh?
It's a hobby, whatever. You know, he's looking for UFOs or whatever. And he says, I've seen a lot of stuff. I see birds fly by. I see bats. He says, and lately, it's kind of bizarre. He says, the bats are getting bigger, you know? He goes on to say that, and then he says, but, you know, I noticed something, the last few days here that I just never seen before, and he says, and I can tell you, he says, I thought rods were maybe just a camera anomaly, you know, but he saw them with the night vision. He says, these things are huge, and they're fast. He said, they're faster than bats. They're not bats. He says, they're not birds. These things are definitely there. They have mass, and they are huge, and they are trucking on. He says he's seen about three or four sightings of them with night vision.
Any reports that these have ever smashed into an airplane, you know, created any holes or damage, smashed into people if they're flying all over the place?
Well, we do have, back in 19, God, when was it? I was in Oregon. It was 1999, I believe. I went to Portland to do an appearance at a local TV station there, and they showed me a piece of footage. And I've been trying to get a hold of this footage, you know, ever since then. They just haven't forwarded it to me. But it was during a football game. There was a rod that's running. I mean, this football player tosses the football, and the referee is running, you know, along with the guy that's going to catch it. And this rod hits the referee in the armpit. I swear to God, I saw this with my own eyes. It's on tape, right? The rod hits him in the armpit. He reacts a little bit. And then the rod seems to turn into, like, water. It's just like, poof, just sprays the...
It disintegrated, I guess.
It looked like a liquid hit, you know? And it was just bizarre. You know, I've been trying to get my hands on that footage, but I asked the guys, I said, did you talk to the football player, I mean, the coach or the referee, you know? He says, well, you know, but they didn't even see the rod until, you know, months later after the football game. They don't even know who the guy was, you know? And I don't even think they bothered
him. I was going to say, you sure it wasn't a water balloon or something like that?
No. This thing was going as fast as an arrow, if you can imagine. It looked like an arrow, you know? And unless it was a foot and a half long dragonfly, you know?
Well, they must be very breakable or for them to disintegrate like that, because something going that fast, if it hit him in the armpit, probably would have knocked him down or gone right through him.
Well, you can tell that he reacts to it.
He felt something.
He flinches. Yeah, you can see him flinch, actually. Because he's got his arms up because he's saying touchdown, and boom, this thing hits him. And he just kind of favors to the right, you know, just that little flinch. And you see this thing just go, you know. But here's one that's going to get you, man. And I want the audience out there to pay close attention to what I'm about to say.
All right.
I've been getting emails from Europe, from the UK. You know, a couple of years ago, we did a TV special with Fox TV, the first special ever on Rod,
mm-hmm.
1 hour special. Fox has never aired it here in the States. As a matter of fact, it was supposed to air November of 2001, but because of 9/11, they postponed everything.
Right. Yeah.
They started airing it in the UK and China and Japan and everywhere else overseas starting June of 2002. And they're airing it every month on the Sky One network, which is the equivalent of Fox over here, but it's, you know, overseas. And I've been getting a lot of emails lately from the UK about a little girl, and they're saying, and at first I thought it was a goof. I thought it was somebody pulling my leg or making a joke.
What is it?
But they said that there was this little girl that's singing, a little Asian girl. She's singing at a wedding, broad daylight, and a rod flies in her mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now, George, you know, it sounds kind of campy, kind of corny, but... And the first email I got was from this 17-year-old kid. He says, dude, I've got the footage that's going to prove rods are real. This little girl swallows a rod, and I go, okay, this guy's goofing with me, you know. But then I started getting emails from other people that saw the same TV show. And there was a show that aired in the UK called Kirstie's Home Video, Uncensored. And what the setup is that there's this little girl at a wedding reception or what have you, and she's singing, like maybe doing karaoke or something.
Is she inside, outside?
Outside.
Okay.
And they have the camera on her, and this rod flies in her mouth.
Oh.
She actually pulls it out, and they're saying that it's about 7 inches long.
Oh.
And the camera zooms in, and it's actually got the little fluttering going on.
Oh, my gosh.
They zoom to her, and they're laughing and giggling. Then they zoom to her hand, and it's gone. And I'm getting the footage. I've been trying to get a hold of the footage in time for your show. But they barely sent it, I believe, yesterday, they said, from the UK. It takes, you know, a few days.
We'd love to see that.
I'm going to post it. I'm going to email you as soon as
your listeners can
get out there and check it out.
Let me know when you have it, and we'll link you up with the website.
I'll tell you, George, I wrote emails back to every one of these people. I got about 28 emails, and I said, look, people, are you sure it's not a dragonfly that flew in the girl's mouth? They said, no, it's a rod. Okay, so I'm sitting here waiting on this footage, you know, for the last couple of months. It took a couple of months to get my hands on some footage of it. So it's on its way, and, you know, believe me, if it's what I think it is, then it's going to be cool, man.
I like to see. Well, you get excited about these things, don't you, these critters?
Well, I have to, because, you know, first of all, I'm under a lot of scrutiny, number one.
Yeah.
You know, there's people out there that seem to have proven that rods are nothing but misfilmed insects, and they're out there purposely filming at the low shutter settings where I've told people for the last 9 years, get out there and shoot in broad daylight. Do not use low shutter setting. You will get insects that will look like a rod. I mean, that happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, when I first started looking at the rod footage, I said, well, you know, it's just insects, man. Let's go do some camera tests. And, you know, for sure, I shot at the low shutter setting all the way to the high shutter setting at that time in 94. It was 1:2000. And then we started getting rod shots at 1:10,000. But I purposefully shot using the low shutter settings, and I found out that, yeah, an insect... You know, the beats of the wings will make an insect look like a rod, but not exactly in flight. There's flight characteristics of rods even in lower shutter settings that it's just total. You can tell a rod is a rod. I mean, there's a flight characteristic to these things that's just totally different from any known creature that I know
of. If you were to look at 10 pictures, how many do you think might be legitimate? How many might be insects?
I'd have to see more than a picture. I'd have to see the actual footage.
Okay.
And that's how I can tell.